We were in the middle of discussing the maximum of Tosefta Shabbos Lachareha. Right? So we had different shitas. We saw the Olas Tavid said it was just like it's an hour and a quarter before Shabbos, so you could do it an hour and a quarter after Shabbos. And then we saw the Eshel Avram of Buchach said that he thinks there's no limit. The question is, well, what does that mean exactly, no limit? Does he mean, like some would say, till Tuesday? But that was the Eshel Avram. And then the last thing we saw was from the Shulchan Atar of Yitzchak Isaac of Chamarna. He says 3 hours. 3 hours Lefaneha and 3 hours Lachareha. So now, Bez Hashem, we'll get to where does that come from? The 3 hours. So you know, you can be mostly 3 hours before Shabbos and 3 hours after Shabbos. Where does that 3 hours come from? So there's a very interesting piece in the B'nai Yisachar on page 12 in packet 4. Kiev Tosef Shabbos Kvar Yadata Sha'arosh Zal Chosov Shalododa Shiyuru. The Rosh says that he doesn't know what the Shiyur is. So now he quotes from the Arizal. The name Maran Arizal Chosov Shiyuru Shal Shvisa Iva Tosef is in front of Lachor Be'aroy Lios Lamed Aleph Shos. Lamed Aleph Shos. Thirty-one hours. So that means that Shabbos itself is 24 hours, and 3 hours before, 3 hours after, is what? 30. And then 1 extra hour Tosefes is 31 hours. He says that Shabbos, the essence of Shabbos, is 31 hours. And Rabbi Telek is saying, "Mehechi Pesi." See, I can even interpret Rabbi Telek even without him articulating. You know, 31 hours, that's what Shabbos is. It's a 24-hour period with two appendages, 3 and 3, that's 6, and then an extra hour. So we'll see where that comes from. Okay. Rabbi Telek, you didn't bring any astrogim today. Okay. So this is their Arizal. Yeah, that's the name of Matzana Reino, Rebbe's Mezeva Torah. Mitzvot Zocher Siyam HaShabbos. Mitzvah halavet aleph b'Torah al pi cheshbon minyan haRambam. Shabbos is the 31st mitzvah, and the Rambam's counting of the Tayag mitzvos. You know, so Shabbos is mitzvah 31. You know, they say the Rambam, there's no order to his mitzvahs. There was the Sefer Chinuch, he has the Tayag mitzvahs, but he has an order. You want to know where a mitzvah is, you know which parsha the mitzvah is, then you'll find it. But the whatchamacallit, the Rambam, you don't know the order. We don't know the order. So if you remember where a mitzvah is, just memorize it, because it'll be harder for you to find it, because it's not in any particular order. So if you want to know where the mitzvah of Shabbos is, it's the 31st mitzvah. So he's saying, because that's a remez, that Shabbos potentially has 31 hours.
It's less than
Now he says it differently than what I said in the footnote, because he said the way I said it over to you is 30 hours, 3 and 3. He says no. On page 13 in the footnote, on the right, in the second paragraph, he named Mavur b'divrehem sheish lishmos vav shos biyom shishi. In other words, he's saying that really you can be mekabel Shabbos sort of by chatzos. By chatzos on Friday. So you have 6 hours then. And 1 hour in Motzei Shabbos.
Page 12, he quotes it from the end. He quotes Lashon Ari in
Page 12, what does he say? Lashon Ari. Yeah, is where? Where is it? Where are you?
Page 12, footnote base.
Aisha comes to Laman al Malachim is. Yeah.
Mechatzos
Yom Vav and Vav Shos.
Right.
Rechav Dalin Yom Vav Laman and Achas Sudas Motzei Shabbos to Sudas David Malka and Laman al. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what. And that's what he says on the other page as well. So, nearly loymer tam bezeh. Okay, now he's going to say a pshat. In the Tavitelki, you will not be happy with this pshat, but the Bnei Soscha says it. So, good. He says Shabbos Kodesh Ikri, right? Shabbos is called Kodesh. Uve Kodesh Metzina B'Torah Hosofas Chomesh. Yosef Chamishi so alav. In other words, we have a concept of, you know, if you use the Kodesh, you add a fifth. Sometimes you have to pay a Chomesh for using the Kodesh. So he says, Nilmut Sosim and Enforsh, the Hosif Chomesh. We have a concept of being Mosif Chomesh, to add a fifth. You know, you have a Shabbos Chav Dal Chos. You know, you have a Chumash here for a second? Yeah, Ish ki yochol kodesh b'shkoga, right? It's referring to truma. If you eat truma, you're not a kohen, and you eat truma b'shogeg. So then, what do you have to do? You have to pay it back plus a fifth. V'yosav chamishiso alof. So kodesh is a concept of being mosif a chomish. So here we're not talking that. Therefore, he did an avera there. He was eating, it was a czar that ate truma b'shogeg. But here he's referring to just now the concept, but he's borrowing that concept of Hosafas Chomesh. The Bnei Soscha is borrowing that from the Indian of being Mosif on Shabbos. He says we have a precedent to be Mosif Chomesh. So the Nilmot Sosim and Enforsh the Hosif Chomesh. The Iker Yom Hashabbos Chav Dal Chos. The Nitzach Al Pi Daka Torah B'Kiyin Mametzino LaHosif Chomesh. So you're adding a Chomesh. So what is a Chomesh? So there was a different ways of figuring out a Chomesh. So some hold the way you do it is that you, if it's a fifth, then it's a fourth of what the of the number. In other words, so therefore, if you do a fourth of 24, 6 plus, so 6 plus 24 is 30, and if you take 30 and you take a fifth of that, then you'll get to, from 30 minus 6 is 24. Right, the question is whether it's called Milgav or Milbar. So he writes here in the notes, Raskina Milbar, so meaning Milbar means that you take a fifth like where Toby said, after you already added. So if you add, you get to 30, so fifth of 30 is 6, so 30 minus 6 is 24.
But when you get to 30,
though, where, if it's milbar, so then it means that you, it means a fifth means from what you added, it'll be a fifth more to get back to your original sum. So it's a fourth of the sum is fourth of 24 is 6. 24 plus 6 is 30. And it, why is it called a fifth? Because if you can do a fifth of 30, you'll get 6. And 24 plus 6 is 30.
Why
do you have an extra hour? We'll see. So he says, so the concept, if you hold that we do milbar, milgad means that you would take a fifth of the 24. But we paskin milbar, he's saying in the bottom. So therefore, a fifth milbar is a fourth milgav. Milgav means you take the fraction of what you have. So if you have 24, you take a fourth of 24, and you'll get 6, and 24 plus 6 is 30. So that's the 30. So in other words, he's saying that we find the precedent in the Torah of being Mosif, a Chomesh, on Kodesh, so Shabbos is Kodesh, so when we have to be Mosif, we Mosif that amount. A fifth milbar, a fourth milgav, so that's 6 hours. That's 6 hours. So that's, he says, is the 6 hours on Erev Shabbos. So he says, which is not what we normally assume. He's assuming that a person wants to be Mekabel Shabbos, you know, 6 hours before Shabbos, so he can do so. That's what the B'nai Yisrael are saying. Normally we assume that you can't do before Plag Mincha. He's assuming you can do 6 hours before the beginning of Shabbos. You can be Mosif. Now what about, where's the extra hour come from? So he says, Mishnah Shleima, he has another precedent. Mishnah Shleima Shaninu Maseches B'Metzia. Daf Pei Amud Aleph. HaSocher Es HaChamor Lavi Alei Achitim. If you socher the chamor to bring chitim, and in the footnote he writes, Les Achitim, which is a certain amount of chitim, which is lesach is 15 saws. So you rented out a chamor that the chamor should carry 15 saws of chitim. So, but if you're going to add more than that, the animal might crush, get wounded. So you can't add more. So hasokah is a chamor lahavi alechitim im hosif b'masos shlosha kabin, which is a half a saw. In other words, instead of taking 15 saw, you took 15 and a half saw. Right? You added an extra half saw, which is three kabin, chayiv b'onso. So you chayiv because you did something you weren't supposed to do. You were Mosif. How much were you Mosif to the 15 saw? A half a saw. So what percentage is that? 1/30 extra. In other words, because a saw is, a lesach is 15 saw, so that you'd be allowed to. But you add in an extra half of, an extra half of 15 is a 30th extra. Because there was 15 saw, and this is an extra half a saw. So that's the fraction of 1/30 of the 15 is one half to 1/15 is 1/30. So the masa chamor lasech utesav sin hosif shlosha kabin heim chatzi saw chelik shlosha baroi zenikra tosefes masoi. So that's called that you added too much. In other words, you added 1/30 extra to the 15, to the 15 saw, so that's too much. וזה נקרא תוספס מסוי. ובזה לומדו בגמרא למסה האדם תוספס קו, וביוס מסה האדם 30 קבים. אם הוסיף ונוסה לעולם את אלף קאבין, חייב. In other words, when you chayiv, if you add 1/30 more than what you were supposed to, then you chayiv. So here he added 1/30 more, because he was supposed to have 15 saw, and he added an extra half a saw. So if you add 1/30 more, that's considered what? That's called Tosefis, and in this context, Tosefis is a bad thing, because you were mostly more than the animal could carry. Oh. So the definition of Tosefis is when you add 1/30 more. V'idei gam anachnu, am kodesh v'yasi yaseira ha-mitzvah v'avo u'v'chi v'yaseira, הנה היסרון הוא תוספס חלק לאמרל יוסף מן הציבור. So in other words, so תוספס is a bad thing, is when you add, you're supposed to put 30 units, and you put 31 units. So that's a 30th of the extra. So that's called Tosefes Masoi. So there, Masoi is a bad thing. You can't do it. But, so Shabbos, he says, is really, so 30 hours, based on the, but he says, one second. But then, that's, you know, the mitzvah. But then there's an Indian to add an extra to show that there's a Chibi Yisera, that we have. One second, before you, just let me say, the Chibi Yisera, we want to show up at the Baruch Hu, that besides the 30, that's sort of the tzuva, we're adding an extra, to show an extra chiba that we have to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Extra chiba. So you're adding 6 hours in the beginning of Shabbos, and Shabbos is 24 hours, and an extra hour is 31. That's 31 hours. And that's the Arizal Shita.
So
one second, let me just say it, then I'll hear comments, questions, critiques, and above. Okay. There's no astrogi about this. Okay. So it's like this. So then he explains, so that's how he explains the 31 hours. Then he explains the last Mishnah that my son made the Siyam. He quoted the last Mishnah in Uchsin, that Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give every tzaddik 310 olamos. So what's the idea? Because he says like this, that when we show our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have 30 units of chiyuv, and then we add 1/30th to show our love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does even more. He says to us, you do one unit that I owe you, I'm going to pay you 30 times the amount. In other words, we add to show our love to Hashem 1/30. He does what? 30 units. So it means like this, when every time a person serves Hashem, here on page 15, Beim Kain, the paragraph Beim Kain, so he's Miyachet olamos. There's different olamos al yonim, and the person puts them all together. So every time, so there, he says there are 10 olamos al yonim. That's why in this world, the Mishnah says in Kalim, we have Eser Kedushos. So every time that we're doing a mitzvah, we're affecting 10 olamos. So if we do one unit of good, so we're affecting 10 olamos. So therefore we should get what? We should get 10 units of reward. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says what? That I'm going to give you 30 times. 30 times. So 30 times 10 is what? Is 300. Plus what? The 10 that you deserve. Because you affected, anytime you do something, you affect 10 olamos. So Hashem is going to pay you back 30 times. That's 300 plus the 10 that you actually deserve to get paid for. And that's the shot, 1 second. That's the shy olamos. That's the 310 olamos. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays us, we pay him whatever he wants us to do. We're going to do 1/30th to show an extra love. Whatever he wants from us, he's going to show us 30 times. We're 1/30th. He's 30. So if we do mitzvahs, we're affecting 10 olamos. So what is he going to do? He's going to pay us back what? 30 times that amount. What's 30 times 10? 300. Plus what? The 10 that we actually deserve. Because we affected the 10 worlds. So 310 is what? 310. And that's the Mishnah of Shai Olamos. One second. Shai Olamos. And he says, and this my son said over in the Seam Drasha, that Yisachar is what? Yesh Tzchar. So if you put it into two words, it's what? Yesh Tzchar. And Yesh is what? 310. So we always get the 310 Tzchar, which works good because he didn't say this whole thing over, but because the B'nai Yisachar says the idea is that Hashem shows by the 310 olamos is his way of showing his love to us. And it's reciprocity, because the Medrash says, and this he said over, that Yisachar was the person who represented Torah. But the Medrash and also says, not because he was the biggest genius. He loved Torah the most. So that's why he was so successful in Torah. He loved Torah the most. So it works it well, that Yisachar is the remez of the love that Hashem shows in reciprocity to give us the Shai Olamos. And that's Yesh Tzchar. Yesh is Shinyud, like the Shai Olamos. And that's the Tzchar, is the Shai Olamos. And therefore therefore our showing love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing 1/30th of what we have to, and then we add a little bit. What he does for us is whatever we deserve, he does 30 times. So when we do good things, we're affecting 10 olamos, right? But he's going to give us 30 times that, so that's 300, plus the 10 that he owes us because that's what we affected, so 310 is 310. But in terms of Shabbos, the word is that Shabbos is 24 hours, and we add a chomesh, so that's 6 hours, and 24, but it could be the Kamarna, maybe I saw this up there, maybe the Kamarna learns that the 6 hours is 3 and 3. Maybe that's from the Kumarna. Maybe it could be. I saw that somewhere. But Arizal holds that the 30 hours is 24 and 6, and the extra 1 hour is the 1/30th of 30, which is 1/30th of 30 is one hour, and that's 30 and 1 is 31. We affect 10 olamos when we do things, right? So therefore, we get 30 times, so we deserve 10 tzchar, right? But Hashem gives us 30 times. So 30 times 10 is 300.
If we only get 10 tzchar for Shabbos,
Right.
Okay.
I think it's not that a men's problem, he says, how much of a
So what? How does this affect halacha? So halacha, the
Arizal say 6 hours before the month.
6 hours, and you can have 1 hour after. You know, well, this is their Arizal. You know, in other words, in the Piskei Ari.
So according to the Ari,
in other words, does he mean that actually Makabel, or that's the time that it's brought?
Makabel won't cut 1 hour before Shabbos. They're lucky to do it 1 hour after when everyone else starts
Shabbos.
Which page? We're page 13 with.
The first paragraph on the right,
where? I don't have it. What page?
13.
13, yeah. The right or the left?
The right.
Let's start. If it does really, ASIP. Hakol b'kedusha Shabbos shekulo Shabbos. Mind the Torah is true. Tikkun ma'ase believe in the Torah. Kach yasu kol b'nei abayis hazman hadlak v'neira. Right? He says really. Yom Shabbos Torah is kulo chenu kesu shalom v'avo. Sheish lishmos v'av shabbos v'yom shishim. Oh, yeah. So it's not true that you say before the differentiation lishbos. But maybe you should be shoves. Where does he say that? Yeah, that's the shalom. Right. But. But it could mean he doesn't
heavy work.
Yeah. So you shouldn't be plowing your field after Chatzos. But look what he says, Max, on page 13, on the bottom here, in the right. He named Mavur, the Yom Debino on the right. He said Mavur v'Devem Sheishlis v'Vav Shos. But then he says Rabbeinu v'Magi Taluma. What is the Magi Taluma? That's the Bnei Yisachar Sefer on what? The Sefer Brachos. That's the bracha he has to say before Magid Talum. So he says, Magid Talum, it says, in the Torah, Sheshem shows to something that the Sheshem shows you should do three and a half. So that makes sense with the Kamarda, how 3 and 3. So he's saying the 7, so then you need to call it 3 and a half. But it's Mashma Sheyesh Lishbos. So it's not sure the real din of Tosefta Shabbos. Not just the Shalom, you're right, says Malachas Kvedas, but it's Mashra that the Arizal held that Shabbos is should be 31 hours. And there should be a Tosefta Shabbos. So either you do it 6 and 1, or you do it 3 and a half and 3 and a half.
But it's saying that the minimum of Shabbos or the maximum?
It's not sure that that's... Is that the minimum? I don't think it's the minimum.
Why? It seems like
you're saying,
this is Tosef Shabbos is an hour.
You're saying that the Arizal, that was his minimum.
That's what it sounds like. It's two that said to the regular Shabbos. The Ezab is the regular Shabbos. And they go and say, after that, you're not.
Yeah.
Like that is,
Yeah. Okay, maybe, maybe. Could be, could be. I mean, the lashon of the Arizal is Shiurish al Shvisa ima Tosefes. Shvisa ima Tosefes meharoy liyosh lamed al shos. But he's saying maybe in Yochanan, if you want to do more, you can be able to do more. Simon? Yeah, but look at what he writes here on page 20 now, the B'nai Sastor. He says, Or Avo Levar Lecha Inyan Acher B'tam Tosef HaShabbos Yinei Kasab Lecha Asher Maran HaRizal Kosev Asher Tosef HaShabbos Yicholim Mehosif Ad Lam Menal of Shos Hayni Mechatzos Yom HaShishi Ad Shal Achas B'lel Rishon Hayni Lam Menal of Shos. So here it says, Yicholim Mehosif Ad Lam Menal of Shos. Mashma, that not more than that. No more than that. And that's why some have the minhag, you know, some have Malav Malka right after Shabbos. Some wake up and have Malav Malka, 11:30 at night or something like that. It's not sure that the Svarim that there's an Indian to have it sooner than later. So he's saying that within the hour, there was, if you hold 6:24 and then 1, so that 1 hour, the Sudas Motoy Shabbos, the Suda the David Malka, Rey Lab and Aleph. Well, Rishon is Motoy Shabbos. The night leading into Sunday. That's Lel Rishon. Sunday night is already Lel Sheni. Then he says, On Omar, the Rizal says, You shouldn't say like any of these Tchinas. Yeah, look at Kufta Zion, he writes in the footnote here on page 21, Kufta Zion in the Yodibina. He wouldn't be misalba every night. He would be, like people say, every night he would be misalba al yishalayim, but not on Motzei Shabbos. Shem Motzei Shabbos nechav ma'izgi night to seven Shabbos kayemus. V'gam achar chatzos lo yamarach v'chiyah. And even so, really, you're right. It's still chatzos, but even after chatzos, he wasn't marach v'chiyah. Then he says another pshat. This is the sugis of Bava Kama. You should know, this is our kiyum, and we're not learning Bava Kama this year, so we're being mashlim now. Because the Gemara says that a certain amount of time you spend for hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah at shlish. Right? The whole machlokas we've shown him about that. But the Gemara says hiddur mitzvah at shlish. That you can, you're supposed to spend a third extra to get a nicer restroom. Yeah, it's not only by Astro, but that's where it's brought down. So he says, according to that, so a shlish, milbar is a half milgab, so that means a half of 24 is what? Is 12. And then 24 and 12, yeah, then your Shabbos should be 36 hours. Because maybe Tosefta Shabbos should be no different than any Hidur mitzvah. Then you add a third, and a third is milbar, so milgab is a half. So then the hiddur mitzvah of Shabbos would to have 36 hours. That's what he talks about here. So that's our key of learning some Bava Kamma. Yeah. Interesting question. He's asking, but I would think the answer is that, if the tithes actually falls, then it falls. You can't change that. But if you're doing something extra, and you're being misalba Yishalayim, but it's not the real time to be misalba Yishalayim. Every night he's misalba Yishalayim, but the real time is Tisha B'Av. So if Tisha B'Av falls on Motzei Shabbos, I don't think that Rizal would say so. We'll push it, to Sunday night or something like that. I doubt. I strongly doubt that.
So that would be
for
the bar,
12 hours, right? So the milgav is a half.
Would it be just
a half of the 24? No. Milbar is
a third.
But so being anything that's milbar is a third, milgav would be a half.
Right.
So half of 24 is 12. 24 and 12 is 36. So that's the other sheet to have.
Yeah.
So if you say that it's based on this idea that you have Yemoisif Achoymesh, so that it's 30 plus the extra one. But if it's an idea of some other idea, then not. Okay. So that's an interesting shita, the Arizal. Okay, and then just to finish this packet here, we have the Zichron Yosef on page 33. So he quotes here from the Maxus HaShekel, even recently Sefer Eishal Avram, but now on the left side. So Sefer Eishal Tzadik Tes. This is the Eishal Avram that we saw. That Tosefer Shabbos just goes on. So he says, I ain't even the easy to Sefer Eishal Avram, but now. Of simulation study tests that what? Shekosu Vemish Kolzman Shalohivdil Machshava Koponimisha Halav Tosefa Shabbos Minatora. As long as you weren't Mavdil, Tosefa Shabbos continues, right? That we saw indefinitely. Al kopanim nimshach alav tov sefer shas min haTorah. That's what the Eish Lof. But he says lo mashur came beposkim. It's not mashur this way. Ufi hanal as yishab became in the sefer kovim lailo devakol lo yichal asus. Eish to shem yishemish. Ulechosh vo yom. El mashi achar. Say sakhochavim. Also, we should to self shabbat do the Torah. He says, "Say sakhochav is liable to direct. Although you hold so so as to self shabbat choshul yom, el mashi achar say sakhochavim." Also, Mishum Tosef Shabbos, the Humana Torah, of all who be died to the Rashi. Mechon Klaus of Tosef Shabbos, Oz Lachos Mel Yom, came to Havilaila. Well, Alfain Shabbos, okay, and also as Mimlochrak with Rabban, Mishum Abdullah, it's not going to be a Deraisa.
It's like he's learning that it's some amount of 10 for the day or something.
Yeah, and what?
Sounds
like he's learning that it's not like
you're just being like Shabbos on for the same meaning as Lamaisa. It's not daytime. You can't call it day. Right. Except when the Torah says it.
Right.
So what would how you explain it? Say it would be more of it would say, I guess, that it's a fourth nighttime. Adding Kiddusha to the night. You can't continue. Because the plan is a lot of fun to have you here. Okay. But,
It doesn't mean yom in terms of daytime. Yom means it's not the previous day. It's not part of Shabbos. Elamashi. Elamashi, after I take a plug in. Mashi. Should you say Mashi who? Mashi who, after I take a plug in, we should still set a Shabbos. It's going to be October. And that's it. Well, so Sefer Shabbos is Mashi who after the domestic. You can't talk to it anymore. They will follow the Sefer Shabbos close to the wheel. They didn't have a Lila. They didn't have a Lila. So they're out. They do Shabbos. Okay, they do go to the block where after the Abundant. The only thing is, if you didn't make Abdullah, then there's an Israel to do a Malach before you make Abdullah. You do Ramon. And that gave the Eber a Chalala of the Sefer Shabbos and Shabbos, but make a Malach who came from the Yudah the Great Little Mike. But you can have it. That's not their Shabbos.
There's a mitzvah for a little bit afterwards, and that's it, then it's over. Not like the Eishel Abraham says that it keeps going. Because he says you can't keep going. On Friday, you're Mekabel, so whatever you're Mekabel, you're Mekabel. If the plug of mitzvah. Because Plagamith has already Lila according to some
people. Right.
Rabbi Yehuda. So that is nice. But he doesn't like this idea that he goes and goes over.
So what's his Shiel Malo?
Well, I'm not sure.
That's the Shiel Malo.
Yeah.
No. After Masha, if you were
Lach. Is that what he's saying? Is that the word? He says Mashahi, but if he... Just the mashahu, el mashahu, and his own also mishum to set a shabbos to berachar. But that's it. But whatever you, but you want to make longer, the dat is not shi, that doesn't work. So how come it works on erev shabbos? Because on erev shabbos, it's already plag mincha. That's already. But here, it's already over. Says a kol, it's gone. You can't be. So he's saying you can't be mosif. The Torah says you have to be mosif. But you mosif the mashahu, and that's it.
Yeah, but why would it
match the Because it's the bits of the Torah.
Yeah, but
they
have to fit into the rubric.
The rubric is there's nothing to add. See, an Arab Shabbos is an add, it's basically cold, but according to some sheep, it's lying, it can be both. But here, it's an any wire. It's over. What if you both?
The last little dark.
Last little dark.
That would be the end point. No, that's
She'll keep her absolute darkness.
Huh?
A long time, absolute darkness.
That would be the end.
But if you keep 96 at this point of the year, then you're going to be over 16.1. We didn't talk about the sheep of 16.1. That's going to come you up. I'm going to make a pact on that. 16.1 degrees. That's what Rabbi Harari convinced me that I should keep. 60.1 degrees.
Up until that point, you still have to the day before.
I'll explain to you what that is, 60.1. So it'll take several packets to get to there. But think about 60.1 degrees. So one day we'll get to 60.1 degrees.
Oh,
you
know, she
opposed to the dying lawyer. He had one brother before he had physics before you.
There
was Eric Posen. So physics, he picked up puppets. He used to learn to take the Talmud. Then he has another brother from London and Israel. They opposed it. He's very big on the clothes. He's very big on the manners and to other areas as well. And then we have the dying Posen here, who he wrote the famous book on the shop, which they should translate into English. They translate to English.
Yeah.
But they're younger. Yeah. Dying Posen. He's the one of the boy is Dayana. He's the posting of the mixture here.
Are they
built because?
Yeah, what?
Are they built
in the house? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Is it the sign CBY?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're related or not. They might be. I don't know. I can't say for sure. All Posen's are related. I don't know. So that's the Zichron Yosef. But I felt the Beis Haskel is very interesting. The Arizal, you know, the Arizal. Arizal, you don't. You know, it's very cautious for the Arizal. Even though you don't follow the Arizal, but still. Arizal says something that means that the use of the Gedolei HaMekubal. You know, Arizal says...
It might not be biblical. Or rephrase, that's probably not biblical.
Boy, what do you say? 31 hours is 31 hours.
Why don't we just make it more? We get to 36.
Well, we got to 36. We got to 36.
We go higher. We go 36 and 4.
And then he writes the Bach on page 25. He says, the concept of Ma'achman Shabbos ain't a kumbol shapotim in a dover oser dikri hedyos. The Mechabal of Tar, I might have most even be tuber, call our kodesh. He says, you keep long Shabbos. See, sometimes the halacha is, you potter with something, you do it in a dikri hedyos. If it's raining, you go to the sukkah, in a dikri hedyos. Right? So you
can take big shots, it's over. What do you keep to
get through shots? It's over. You want to keep after food? You want to. That's still. 16.1, what?
That's not
kind of what you meant. 16.1, what?
What do you keep?
I don't know. What do you keep? 45? 50? I don't know.
Regular shul.
Regular shul takes like 45 minutes or something like that. Maybe 45.
You're actually looking at Israel.
Yeah.
What's your list of 13 and a half?
Yeah, but they're gone. They don't give a lot for 13 and a half.
Well, that would bother
me. I don't know, what is my authority?
I hate to forget. I might not have to do that.
I don't think people are ready to... I don't know. I don't think people are doing the lot of it, so it's the 13th of the year. We didn't even talk about the door yet. It's not even fair. So if we get to understand the door, we'll have to be there a long time. So we're going to get to it.
The rest of you would have been afraid, but while it's still Shabbat, so why not try to communicate to the station? Are these things that you
could hold this? That's because the Balabatan rules don't want to stay.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a great thing. People, this world, like Shabbos, the second Tov, they want to be out. He wouldn't be out. The Chabad Chaim said, "Why? What's your rush? What's your rush?" Who cares? The Zohar says all the bracha you get from the next week is generated from Shabbos. The Chabad Chaim says, so the bigger Shabbos you have, the more bracha you'll have for the next week.
Maybe that's what they're holding.
Okay, so tomorrow I'll give out the next
packet, Bez Hashem. So, bottom line, T equals L plus 130.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll give out another pack. Tomorrow's Tuesday, so we have a short...